Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name's Andrea Drager, and I study at Rice University. My research focus is pollination in tropical forests, where there are hundreds of species of trees living together. Today I'm going to tell you about Kola acuminata. It's part of a big genus of tropical African trees, and there are new species being described by botanists every year. Some of these have edible seeds called nuts, and some have edible fruit, and they're all important to animals and humans. Kola acuminata, it's both cultivated and it grows in the wild in sub-Saharan Africa. You chew kola nuts, and they're rich in caffeine and theobromine, which are stimulants that are also found in cocoa or chocolate. And they have tannins that make them taste bitter. These nuts have played an important ceremonial role in African societies since the beginning of recorded history. Kola nuts are also important, and the bark are also important in traditional medicine and in industrial medicine. And a fun fact is that they were part of the original Coca-Cola recipe. It's a small to medium height tree. It has flowers that are sort of pinkish white with red in the middle, and it produces these large green seed pods. And inside you have about 4 to 6 pink nuts that break into about 4 pieces. And you traditionally hand the person you're visiting, you'd hand them a nut and you'd break the nut between you and you'd each chew on a piece. Last field season, I was observing pollinators on a plant and there was a loud crashing noise nearby, and there were some drill monkeys making their way through the forest plot, and they were leaving a trail behind them of chewed up kola nuts. And so afterwards, my assistants and I made a point of finding them and trying them as well. Actually, it was pods that the monkeys themselves had knocked off the trees that we could pick up on the ground, so it was thanks to them.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.